This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is a certain amount of public service journalism to be done on the American economy as we come up on the halfway mark of 2019. The headline numbers are good, consumers are confident, and yet, and by yet, I mean trade, because everybody from Fed Chair Jay Powell to JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon to the farmers and ranchers and business people we talk to on this program, they say, we don't know. We just don't know what's going to happen big picture. So with the acknowledgement that we cover a lot of trade news on this program, which we know it can be hard to keep track of which tariffs are on, which ones are coming up, and which ones we thought were about to happen, but just kidding. With all of that as backdrop, the word you're looking for here is uncertainty. Business Roundtable Chairman Jamie Dimon, the aforementioned CEO of JP Morgan, said yesterday, quote, uncertainty about U.S. trade policy is one of the reasons why the group's economic forecast was fine. So let us now take a step back from what is happening in trade and look at how not knowing what's happening in trade is showing up in the economy. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
For big companies, there's confusion over how to keep global supply chains running. Candace Sider is a vice president at trade services company Livingston International.
I've been in the industry 37 years, and I've never seen the last 2 years as it has been.
Just so many unknowns. She says many companies have multiple just-in-case plans.
Identifying some of the risk in order to really safeguard their supply chain and curb any potential disruption.
Small businesses can struggle even more. Kimberly Elliott at the Center for Global Development points out many have to place orders far in advance.
Do they place it in China or do they try and find a different supplier because they don't know what the price is going to be? And for a small business, that's really a serious problem.
For consumers, tariffs are already showing up in higher prices for things like washing machines. And with more tariffs maybe coming, some people are strategizing.
For instance, our car is getting rather old and we need to replace it.
Catherine Russ admits her job as a trade economist at the University of California, Davis may be shaping her perspective. But when it comes to possible future tariffs,
I don't think I'm alone in thinking that it might actually have an impact on my budget and that maybe I should speed up some purchases.
That puts the trade expert in the same boat as the rest of us. We're all pretty uncertain. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.